Hello there.
Sorry, there's a frog in my throat.
We're off to a great start. Hi, everybody. We are doing things on Zoom this evening. Well, two of the three of us are in the same place. Not me.
You have to explain yourself.
I don't feel good. I don't feel well and had a COVID exposure, so possibly it's not just a cold, so I'm just staying home. And we are zooming in from my house to Megan's house. And who's with Megan today?
Announce yourself.
Oh, okay. Alicia, I'm back again.
Back again.
Guess who's back.
Guess who's back.
Back again.
We're going to do our best, everyone, to not talk over each other on Zoom and cause little weird dips in volume, but we can't promise anything.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Mavis is attacking Alicia's foot.
Literally so. Claws in my ankle. Oh my God.
That sounds right.
Mavis, you little shit.
Yes, she really is.
Alicia was exchanging some amazing messages with a gent tonight that I feel like we should kick off this podcast with.
Wonderful.
Because it really fits the bill based on what we were going to talk about.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Lead us into the topic, please.
Okay.
They're not texts, right?
It's on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Which, you know, is the land of scammers and fake profiles.
Right. Did somebody slide into your DMs?
Oh, girl, always. I had them last week, too. It was like this old dude, and he was like, hey, I would love to be your sugar daddy. How about $500 starting off a week? No sexual things needed. I'm always tempted to respond to them because, duh, who doesn't want $500 to $1,000 extra a week? But I'm like, I know this is fake. And just, I've gotten so many of those. It's ridiculous. So here's what happened tonight.
Okay.
This guy, well, I thought it was a girl because the name is Ella on Instagram, but then underneath it says James. He commented on a picture of mine and then he slid in my DMs. It's just very basic. Hello. Hi. How are you doing? Blah, 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 blah. But he's like, you're a really beautiful woman. I'm like, thanks. I'm being so short. How old are you? 32. Where are you from? Seattle. I mean, I'm just not giving him anything. And he's like, I'm from Austin. Gives me his full name. Gives me his daughter's full name. I'm like, okay, way too much.
What?
I know. I'm like, bro, because I feel like they try to make you feel comfortable with sharing so much of themselves so that you'll share more about yourself. And I'm like, I know I'm blonde, but I'm not stupid.
I'm on to you.
Yeah. And so I just cut right to it. I go, so what's up? Why are you messaging me? And he goes, because I'm lost and your beauty has gotten my attention.
Oh, barf.
Seriously. And I go, haha, good one. And then he's like, thanks. And then he's like, are you married? Blah, 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 all this shit. And then I'm a military personnel and I'm currently in Aleppo, Syria. I thought you said you were in Austin. You're already fucking up, bro. And he's like, that was before I left for my mission, but my house is in Austin. And I'm like, cool. Well, there's no point in communicating.
Right.
And he goes, you don't need to say that. We can continue to text each other so we can have good communication, okay?
Yeah.
See, what?
It's starting to break down.
It's so bad. And I go, I don't need a pen pal. We're never going to see each other. So there's no point. I mean, I'm being like a bitch at this point. Like, stop. Why are you talking to me?
Well, and I don't believe for a second that's really this guy.
No, totally.
I have a question.
Yes.
So his name is supposedly James and he gave you his full name, but the profile says Ella. Is that his daughter's name?
Yes.
Okay.
Supposedly.
Using your daughter as like your Instagram handle.
No. To hit on women.
Exactly. And his profile picture is a little girl. And I'm like, what?
Ew.
I know. And he followed me, but I didn't follow him back. So I can't see any of his picture. I'm not interested. And then he says, you don't see the point because maybe I'm far away from you, but it will be very nice that I meet you here and still yet be in good friendship or relationship with you. Because communication is good. And then he goes, and I really want to tell you something. And I was like, okay, well, what? That's kind of interesting. He goes, I believe we can get to understand each other and also get to make things right, which has to do with our level of understanding. What? I literally said, that makes no sense.
Yeah, that's and a scam goes, for sure. And
it's better. I go, that makes no sense. He goes, how? No, my dear. Right. I have found so much interest talking to you. And so I don't know if it's okay by you. So we can continue to chat on a hangout application.
A hangout application.
What? And I'm like, no, I'm good. And then he goes, I just felt something in my heart that I never wanted to lose you as my friend.
Aww.
You guys became fast friends there.
Because you're so close now.
Yeah, because you got lost in my beauty and we're friends all of a sudden. What?
He felt something in his heart.
And you're in Syria. No! And then I'm just like, I'm not interested. And then he sends this.
Oh boy.
I can't. I have been divorced for 4 years now because my ex was addicted to drugs. Sorry.
I mean, that's not funny, but it's
no, it's not. It's just like, why are you telling me this?
It's a weird turn for him to take.
And she was abusive to my daughter. And she also cheated on me too. That was the worst relationship I have been into.
You're telling him I'm not interested. So he's like, okay, I'm going to change tactics and try to get the sympathy.
Yeah. He's really selling it.
Mm-hmm. And then I just wrote, man, that sucks for you. Sorry.
And he said, okay.
So a block is happening very soon, but
yeah.
This is so common. I kind of like to see him play along like I was tonight just to see where it's fucking going.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so ridiculous.
That's what I try to do when I get those smishing texts, you know, where they're like, oh, I think we met on a dating app once. Like me and Michelle and Tasha have all gotten the same message. I think you have too.
I think Justine got it too.
On what application?
No, you
texting.
Get it. Message from someone.
Oh, I don't
and then
think
they're
I found
like,
that.
Oh, hey, how's it going? And that, and then you're like, who is this? And they're like, this is David or whatever. I think
it's always Matt from Bellevue.
So I usually just try to play along. Last time I was like, oh my God, I've been trying to get in contact with you. Turns out I am pregnant and it is yours.
And then he didn't keep going after that? That's weird.
No, it's so strange. Leisha and I were talking about earlier is that it's kind of sad because although it seems really obvious to us that it's a scam, the reason why they keep doing it is because so many people fall for it. Like Leisha was laughing, saying, should I offer to give him my debit card number or whatever? Because that happens with these romance scams, right? Like they try to pull you in and then they have some terrible sob story where they need money and then you're invested. And so you send them. I mean, it's just a slippery fucking slope.
Mm-hmm.
And they Indeed. Do it. Works on people.
It does.
Yeah, it does. I have a friend who knows someone who basically spent like a year in a quote relationship with someone that they never met in real life, never even saw face to face on a phone, like on a FaceTime or something, would talk on the phone, and he sent pictures, a few over the year, but she was like in love with this person. And not a chance in hell that he's real. She actually ended up taking a trip and trying to find him and ended up at the police station showing them a photo that he'd sent of his driver's license, because that's a normal thing to do. Send your driver's license to someone you're trying to date.
Well, if you're trying to prove that you're real, I guess.
Right. But it was a fake driver's license. And no. When she got there to try to find him, he all of a sudden had COVID and was in a like quarantine hotel or something. And the address he gave her was a parking lot. It was insane.
Oh my God. The lengths that people go to.
But the thing I didn't understand about that one was like, what was he after? Because as far as my friend knows, he never asked the woman for money. I don't know. Like, what's people your plan?
Some people just want the attention.
I guess.
Well, that's like the show Catfish. Some of these people would just do it because they, well, one, a lot of them are not very attractive and very insecure. So they were like, it felt good to pretend to be this hot model person.
Right.
Because I'm actually communicating with people and I got attention, which in the grand scheme of things, that's actually really sad because imagine how lonely that feeling is.
Totally.
I mean, I don't condone it. You got to take a different route. You can't scam people or you can't fake people out.
Right.
But with going to the lengths that some people go to when they are scamming someone for money, I get so pissed. If you're going to go through all this effort, go get a goddamn job.
Right.
If you're all of this, that's a lot of time and energy. You could go put that energy into an actual 9-to-5 and stop bitching.
Yeah, you're all about the hustle. So why don't you direct that to something legit?
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's like a, you know, stay-at-home parent who can't leave her kid and she... Just thinking, I could have been making a lot more money when I was staying home with my kids, man.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Speaking of Instagram scams.
Uh-oh. Dun, dun, dun.
We have another maybe we should talk about, eh, Alicia?
Yeah, that was really a good segue, was the mother staying at home, because that's exactly who I got fucking scammed by.
Oh, no.
So let's hear it. Tell us your story.
Okay, so it was the beginning of October. I was on my personal Instagram, because I have my business and my personal. Thank God it wasn't my business, because it has way more followers. So that would have sucked. And this girl I know had posted a picture of, I think it was like a BMW or something. And look what I bought with all the money I invested through Bitcoin with the help of my friend. I don't know if I should say her handle because I'm scared of her.
Let's call her Sketchy Bitch.
Sketchy Bitch.
Okay.
So posted a video and I DM'd that friend who, by the way, I don't know very well. We used to work in the same building. I was like, oh my God, is this real? And she was like, yeah, girl, go hit up Sketchy Bitch and she'll help you and teach you about investing. First of all, I know nothing about investing. I have a financial advisor for a reason. So right. This is red flag number one. Alicia, don't do shit that you don't know anything about. On the internet.
You saw that beamer though and you were like, I'm
material triggered. I was like, yeah.
Sign me up.
Exactly. So I go DM her and she immediately responds. I'm like, hey, you're friends with my friend. She told me to come talk to you, blah, blah, blah. This also should have been a red flag. She was very short. Yeah, go do this. Go purchase $1,000 in Bitcoin. Actually, it was $2,000. And I go, bitch, I can't sacrifice $2,000 right now. You're getting $1,000. That's it. And I will say also, I had just gotten over COVID recently. So I was out of work for 2 weeks. So I was a little hungry for some extra money.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, getting a little tight.
Things were getting tight. And I was like, well, maybe if I do this investment thing, I can like kind of make up for the work I missed and blah, 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 and catch up on shit.
That's the gross thing about scams too, is that they always play on people's desperation, desperate times, yeah. Right? And that's also a lot of people that do things like fraudulent things that normally wouldn't do them. Mm-hmm. It's because desperate times call for desperate measures, right? So I think you're particularly vulnerable when you're really desperate for something, whether it's attention, so you fall for a romance scam, or money, so you fall for a financial scam or something. And that's what's so gross about it, is that they are preying on people's vulnerabilities.
So true. And I was in a vulnerable state, but also I recognized my blessing of being able to even sacrifice $1,000 to try and do this quote unquote investing.
Right.
So I went ahead with it and I download the Cash App. I buy the $1,000 in Bitcoin and I'm sending her like the screenshots. And she's like, now you have to make a profile on this investing page. And so I do. She's like, I need to know your email for the investing thing so I can help you manage it and invest properly. And then you'll see $20,000 returned. And I was like, okay. So she was in there. Mind you, the website is completely fake. All the graphs are fake. I had no idea at the time. It looked so fucking real. So legit. Yeah. I cannot make this up. My money deposited. And then it was like return expected like 20 grand, but it like wasn't deposited yet. Then things started to get sketchy. I kept getting a notification from Instagram saying someone in Austin, Texas is trying to hack your account. And I was like, is this you? And she's like, I am in Austin, but I'm not trying to do anything like that. Okay, maybe it's just because we're like communicating and we're talking about this stuff. I don't know. And I will admit, this is so hard for me to say. It's very embarrassing.
We love you. We support you.
It wasn't working on my end. And so she said, give me your password for Instagram. I will go in and copy and paste this link that had to happen for the transaction to go through. And then you can go back in and change it immediately. And I said, okay, like a fucking idiot.
But you also thought that she knew your friend.
Yes.
And had worked with your friend.
And at first I was like, no. And she was like, look, girl, I'm a mom of three and I know your friend. Like, I'm not trying to do anything crazy here. You can trust me. Well, if I get to go back right in and change it, then that sounds legit because then I kick her out. Mm-hmm. The bitch changed my email to my Instagram.
God.
So I could go back in and change it. And I didn't know that at the time because then she goes, now turn your phone off for 15 minutes and then the funds will be in your account. Well, I turn my phone off for 15 minutes. I turn it back on. Meanwhile, I'm on the way to my niece's birthday party, by the way. And no one knows this is going on. I'm being very, like, no one knows. It's just me that knows what's happening.
Because you're like, the next birthday, I'm going to roll up in my new Beamer.
Exactly. So I turn my phone back on and my personal Instagram is no longer there. I cannot access it. I'm kicked out. And I was like, oh my God. Well, I remembered her handle and the bitch didn't know that I had a business page. So I messaged her from my business page. I go, what the fuck? I'm not able to access my account. Like, what did you do? What happened? And she goes, send me another $1,000 and I'll give you your login back.
What a bitch.
The second she said that, I realized it was a scam. I'm so angry it took that long, but whatever. I've already beat myself about this like for so many weeks.
Yeah.
And I was really embarrassed because this is the worst part.
Oh no.
In order for the funds to be deposited, I had to make an appreciation video.
What does that mean?
Basically saying, like, hyping someone up, which I get. I'm a businesswoman. I get it. You want to hype a person up. You want to hype a business up. So I did that. And I was like, go. My face is so red right now. Go follow Sketchy Bitch. She will help you invest $2,000. I just did it. And I'm getting a return of $20,000. Granted, I hadn't received anything yet.
Wait, so did you make that video before you knew it was a scam?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I thought maybe you were saying that if you made the video, she'd give your money back or something.
No. This is before the password thing. This is before the 15 minutes with my phone off. And so I sent it to her. And then the most embarrassing part is that then I was kicked out of my Instagram. I'm looking on my hair page at my personal page of the video that I made.
Oh my God.
That she posted.
Oh. She took a video that you made.
Yes.
And posted it on your page, which she had hacked.
Yes.
So all your friends would hit looking me at it, thinking, which is exactly what she did to the other guy.
Exactly. Because then I find out that the other girl, that wasn't her I was talking to. It was Sketchy Bitch.
Okay. So then you don't have access to your Instagram. There's a video of you on there. So anyone looking at it would say, that's Alicia saying this stuff. It's totally legit.
Correct.
And then she's responding as you if somebody messages you about it.
Correct.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then I posted on my hair page. I was crying on my hair page. And I was like, go block this person. Go report her. Please don't listen. And everyone was messaging her. And anyone of my friends that was like, fuck you. Get out of Alicia's account. You're a scammer. We all know. She would just say, fuck you, bitch, and block them mm-hmm. on my account. But she did get some people interested because once I got my Instagram back, the amount of messages she sent to people, she took fanned out $100 bills and would send it a picture to people being like, look, go work with my friend, Sketchy Bitch, pretending to be me. Look what she got me in return. And I saw that so many messages that she had sent to people. And some people were like, damn, is this legit, Alicia? Like, really? Pretending to be me, she would say like, yeah, it is. I made 20 G's.
I can't even imagine the anxiety that would provoke knowing that somebody is on your social media talking to people that you know who truly think they're talking to you mm-hmm. and you have no idea what she's saying to them, mm-hmm. how she's representing you. Was it like anger, anxiety, fear, like all the above? How did you feel?
I didn't know she would be messaging people the way she did until I got it back. But honestly, the biggest feeling was embarrassment and like stupidity and shame.
Here's the thing though, I understand why you feel that, but a lot of people who have had this experience, I'm sure, wouldn't want to tell anyone mm-hmm. because they all feel embarrassed. Then it happens even more because no one's talking about it. At least you're warning people about what happened.
True, because I did. And then some people did come out of the woodwork to tell me that they had it happen to them too. So I think I know 3 or 4 people total, and only me and like 2 other people actually lost money. But the other people did lose their Instagram still because she sends a link to like take it over. If you didn't give her password, like I so smartly did, she still can do it. So they still got their Instagrams taken. And for me, I didn't really care about my Instagram being taken because it wasn't my business page. I can just make a new personal. Mm-hmm. But I did. It still felt gross that she was posting and messaging as me.
Yeah, it's really violating.
It is. And when I was friends with her on her Instagram, all of her pictures were like Gucci bags, Prada bags, her fucking kids and her baby daddy. Like, okay, this is a real person. You're welcome. I bought that bag for you.
Yes, she has a lucrative career.
She really does. And she had like 50,000 followers. And I read some of the comments on her pictures. People are actually like, oh my God, so-and-so, your kids are getting so big. I think it really was her profile, to be honest.
Wow.
And I don't know, she was at least reported 300-400 times from all of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how her profile's still up. I'm actually disgusted with Instagram and Facebook on how they did not handle it. The other people that I know that lost their Instagrams still don't have theirs back. They had to make new ones.
So how did you get yours back?
The only reason I got mine back is because I have a client who works for Facebook who helped me expedite the claim. They basically went in to my personal account, changed the email to a new email that I had to make. And then I went in and changed password, kicked her out. And then I messaged her and I said, haha, nice try, cunt.
Yeah.
I blocked her immediately because I'm scared.
Yes.
At least you know she lives in Austin.
Wait, Austin, is she Ella James? James, yeah. Ella Robot Man from earlier?
Oh my stop, God. I'm triggered. No.
She's going to get you one way or another.
Oh my God, so scary.
Wow. I just want to say that I totally understand why you would have those feelings of embarrassment and shame. And I'm really glad that you are speaking about it anyway, even though you felt that way, because like Megan was saying, this happens all the time. And because people don't talk about it, it's going to happen more and more. The more we can get this shit out there and say, here's some stuff to look for, you know, then mm-hmm. the less successful these assholes will be.
Yeah. Well, this scam was actually even talked about on local news. I don't know if you guys, oh, or maybe it was national news. This type of scam in particular, because it was happening so rampantly the last couple months.
Mm.
So at least it's getting out there. And I mean, it's still embarrassing, I guess, to tell the story like I just did, but the feelings of all that have dissipated, but it Good. Was pretty... For about a week, I was like, you're the dumbest bitch.
No. You were pretty mean to yourself.
I was pretty mean to myself. It was not good.
Yeah. Well, fuck her.
Yeah.
Fuck you, sketchy bitch.
Fuck you, sketchy bitch.
And yet, like you said, I'm glad it wasn't your business account.
Oh my God, seriously.
What other scams are out there that are pretty rough that even if we haven't personally experienced them?
There's always the ones that you hear about, like somebody called some little old lady and they're like, grandma, it's me. I'm stuck in Ecuador and I can't get home. I need money. And then the little old lady will wire money to South America.
That just happened to my friend's grandma. And really? Then she called her actual granddaughter and we're like, are you okay? I just got a call saying you were in a car accident. And she was like, no, grandma, I'm fine. So at least she called and checked with her actual wow. granddaughter. But
yeah. That's crazy. I hate that this is the way it is, but we live in a world where you have to fucking check everything. Like, don't just believe anything, especially if it's too good to be true.
Have you guys not experienced it on the dating apps?
Oh, yeah. If you've been on dating apps for a long time, like we have, you can kind of spot a fake profile from a mile away.
Yeah.
And then the way that people are talking to you.
Yeah.
It's totally one of those, if it looks too good to be true, then it is.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you engage anyway and start talking to them, then you can usually tell by the messaging, like the messaging you were reading earlier,
right.
how grammatically it's horrible and doesn't make any sense, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, it's usually a grammar thing, or they want to switch to WhatsApp very quickly.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is definitely one. I had that happen to me like 2 months ago, and I did it at first because I know that's a form of communication that some people use.
Sure.
And I realized it was a scam after kind of talking to him a little bit more on that. And then he sent me, I swear to God, the biggest dick pic I've ever seen. It was a monster horse dick.
Oh.
And I was like, not an actual horse, but like a human.
That was good for that.
And I was like, oh my God, I knew you were a fucking scammer. So I blocked him because why? What are you doing? Wow. Also, what's a scam with sending a dick pic? You're trying to get money for a dick? I'm so confused.
Yeah, that's the thing I don't get is if they're not looking for money. I mean, maybe they're eventually going to look for money, but they're really trying to butter you up first. So they're like, mm-hmm. look at this hog.
Oh, I think too, some of the people on dating apps, like the really model dudes that are like gorgeous,
mm-hmm.
but they have a letter for a name,
uh-huh.
like B. And I'm like, what's your name? And then they say something like, I'm trying to even think, not something normal, like Brian, they're like Bella Vere or something. And I'm like, no, I'm not. Your name is not Bella Vere or whatever the fuck I just made up.
Okay, listen to this. I'm going to read you a part of this article from investopedia.com.
Sounds sexy.
Yeah, it sure is. It's called 10 Common Scams Targeted at Teens.
Oh.
It says teens who have grown up with computers and smartphones are generally tech and internet savvy, giving them confidence online. They also tend to be inexperienced and more trusting than most age groups when it comes to interactions with others. That combination can make young people vulnerable to scam artists, especially in an increasingly dangerous online world, which is great to read if you have two preteens.
That's correct.
So anyway, they're going through this and they're talking about what are the most common scams for teenagers. But listen to this. Number 9, weight loss scams.
Oh, God.
Many teens, especially girls, have body image issues. Though social media has received plenty of attention for the role it plays in this, scammers are equally culpable because they weaponize insecurity and use it to encourage teens to spend money on useless and sometimes dangerous products and services. Scams include everything from so-called keto diet pills to free trial offers that lead to long-term contracts to doctored images and ads and more. You know, then they basically are just talking about how they present all these phony options for like a quick and easy result for weight loss or body or whatever. Can you imagine finding out your teenage daughter spent like $400 online because she thought it would help her get skinnier? It's just gross.
That is gross.
That breaks my heart for a lot of reasons.
That's a really great phrase they used. Weaponizing insecurity. I also know that sometimes people that are trying to commit fraud by pretending that they are somebody else and they need a social security number for someone will go to public records and pull death certificates. Young people or infants that lived long enough to get a social security number assigned to them but haven't lived long enough to like establish a credit history or whatever, deceased children's social security numbers to create phony identities and stuff.
That's fucking sick.
Yeah, there is just no end to what people will do for money.
Well, and just the potential spam calls. I mean, I get like at least 10 of those in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I get them every single day. I'm so glad my phone tells me now. It'll say telemarketer or spam call or political call or whatever.
Yeah, really good job, Apple.
A lot of trouble. Yes.
Well, my kids just got phones recently and they get spam texts and calls all the time. And they'll say to me, hey, mom, I got this text and I don't know who it's from. And they'll read it to me and I'm like, it's spam. Don't respond. Delete it. Block it. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. But block the number.
I'm like, you're so young and I'm already having to teach you that.
So that made me think of all of the things on, so Megan, you won't be familiar with this, but Alicia, you probably will. All the things on Facebook that are like, you know, what was your first car that you drove? And what was your high school mascot? Like all the questions about you. Or, you know, if your superhero name was the first letter of your first name and the rest of your mom's maiden name or whatever, all these stupid little things that are shared all over the place. And sometimes they're shared innocently, but they're not created innocently. That is just a way for you to end up putting more of your information out there. And people fucking fall for it constantly, all the time. You see thousands of responses, like a radio station will post it and then a bunch of people respond. And then whoever's watching that now knows, you know, the city you were born in and the name of your first pet or whatever.
So that's called knowledge-based authentication or KBA. Some people ask those questions. They call it out-of-wallet questions because they are questions that somebody can derive maybe through credit report or something like that, but only you should know the answer to them. And so it's another way of authenticating who you are. And so if you, you know, it asks you those questions sometimes, like what city were you born in or what was your high school mascot or whatever. So if somebody has all that information about you, then they can answer those knowledge-based authentication questions to make it seem like a fun game. And everybody loves to jump in and participate in that shit, right? So it's like, here's all my personal info.
Right. And most websites, if you forget your password, you can say, send me an email and reset it. But some of them, they'll allow you to answer your secret questions. And so if you're putting that stuff out there and somebody's collecting data on you, it's fucked
up. What do you guys think about storing credit cards in websites? Like if you have your card stored on like your Amazon account or
other accounts, like your public utility account, to pay your bills, just because it's so much freaking easier to have it stored in there and log on really quick and order something or pay something or whatever. But what if that site gets hacked?
Yeah.
Well, I can speak to this because last year I was hacked by my Amazon account.
Jeez,
because
that hasn't happened to you, Alicia.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that just reminded me. I forgot too. I don't have any Amazon anymore because of this happening. So I'm pretty sure my email got hacked. And then they took that email because it was connected. Obviously, my Amazon went there, went into my Amazon, and my card was stored in my Amazon account. I didn't really notice because they were like $30 purchases, $20 purchases of like bullshit going all over the country. I think there was like 20 things for like $30, which that adds up.
You're like Father Christmas.
I was. I was like, you get a present. You get a present. The fuck out of here. So I'm calling Amazon. I'm like, yeah, I didn't have a delivery. Like it says in Austin, Texas. Oh, again. What the fuck?
Oh, no, my God.
This is before Scammer Bitch. Okay.
It's like apparently scamming is big business in Austin.
Big business. North Carolina, Georgia. I mean, it was all over. $30. I don't know what the fuck they were buying. And I was like, what the fuck, bro? So I'm on the phone with Amazon. And then the scary part was that this dude, I got an actual picture. Because you know how they send you a picture of it being delivered on the doorstep, which was not my doorstep. And this guy, about an hour past Olympia, so in Washington State, ordered 10-inch meat hooks, like in Texas Massacre.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Were the other deliveries like ropes and a shovel? And
no, but in my search history was like a spyware kit with like flashlights and bullshit. Someone's going to kidnap and murder me with 10-inch meat hooks. God, I was terrified. I was crying on the phone to Amazon. And I was like, are you going to call the police? And they were like, yes, which they didn't. And then I talked to someone else and they were like, well, you're supposed to call the police. And I'm like, the fuck I am.
I'm surprised you didn't call the police and say, can you have an officer patrol my neighborhood every night?
Literally. Well, and the only reason I didn't is because one, he lived an hour past Olympia. That's super far from us. Two, he had my father's home address because the last time I ordered anything on it, my Amazon account was during lockdown. I ordered a fucking board game. So I wasn't using it that much anyway. And three, what if he gets mad that I reported him and he comes and sticks those meat hooks in my back?
This wasn't when you were living with me, was it?
No.
Okay.
This good. No. So I was just like, it's not worth it. Delete my Amazon. They refunded me my annual shit. And I don't really buy that much from Amazon anyways. I try to be like, you know, a local.
Yeah, you're the only one. Good job.
Well, it's because you are a local small business. So mm-hmm. You try to buy from local small business.
True that. But yeah, fuck Amazon and fuck meat hooks.
Don't fuck meat hooks.
No.
Yeah. That's a terrible idea.
Fuck buying meat hooks.
Okay.
But the only thing I could think of too is that he lives in an area where hunting is normal. So hunting animals.
Or people.
Or people.
You have to make that distinction. It's a problem.
Oh my God. So yeah, I do get worried to answer your question because it's even on our phones and shit, right? Like Apple Pay. Somebody told me something smart once. You're supposed to change your cards like every 6 months because of that very problem.
Well, that sounds like a real pain.
Well, it is, yeah. But also smart after this bullshit.
I guess. Like Facebook and Instagram and all that allow you to do that now too.
Yeah.
Because they've got Marketplace and they've got, you know, they'll have ads and you can just buy the sponsored things through the app or whatever. And anytime I do that, because I'm influenced by stupid things that pop up on my screen.
Alicia, she just was talking about that earlier.
Yeah. I do not save the card information there at all. And I don't know really why I've decided that. I don't know. I feel like Facebook and Instagram are not, and maybe Amazon's no better. I don't know, but they're not that cautious with people's information. So makes me nervous there. But yeah, those fucking ads get me. My son's favorite fucking present from Christmas, even though he got a whole ass piano, is the
keyboard. Let's keep it real. Like he didn't have like a baby grand or anything.
No, but it's like, it's a full size electric keyboard, a nice one.
Yeah, it's nice.
But his favorite gift is a little wooden, like shiny rainbow fidget of a slug. Yeah, he named it Fred. It's the best thing ever, apparently. And that was his favorite thing, which I got off one of those dumb Instagram ads. So thanks, I guess.
Easily entertained.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of entertaining scams, Alicia, do you remember after we went to Mexico the first time? I swear to God, everything has happened to
me. I know. I'm like, what else happened to me?
Somebody hacked your Spotify. So we would be like driving down the road, jamming out to something, and all of a sudden this like fiesta music would come on.
Bitch, yes.
What?
Oh my God.
So like Alicia would constantly be listening, and then all of a sudden it'd be like
mariachi.
It would kick me out. And it was like Mexican rap too.
Yeah.
And then I went and looked and I was like, why are there three playlists of like Mexican rap, like baracha, and like something else? And I was like, what the actual fuck? And oh my God, why don't I remember these things? I block out drama and trauma.
That's normal.
But yeah, literally we'd be driving and connected to my car, you know, singing to whatever the fuck, Ariana Grande. And then all of a sudden, and I was like, what?
Then she figured out what happened. She'd get so mad. We'd be going somewhere and she'd be like, fuck, there it is. See, I told you. Whatever happened? Did you change the password? Like, what happened?
So my sister did it because I'm not tech savvy. So I didn't even. Say. Yeah. So basically had to delete all his playlists. And then I just kept kicking him out. I was like, no, fuck you.
Like,
when he would start a song, I would be like, no, Ariana Grande. And then I think he just got tired of me booting him out. And then I had to change a password. And so my sister helped me change a password because I couldn't remember it. It's connected to an old email. I just got a message the other day and Spotify was like, can you please re-verify your email? And I'm like, I don't even use that email anymore. I don't know the password. So no, you can't. I pay $10 for this a month. You're not doing anything. It's so stressful. I need a password book. Stat.
Then someone would steal that and you'd be real fucked.
These things right here do that for you. These phones.
I know.
Well, then what happens when you lose your phone? As I did in a cab in Vegas like a week ago.
Oh, I cannot believe that. I thought that was a joke.
No. My dad was like, I can't believe you're not freaking out more about losing your phone. And he's like, phones are expensive. And I said, yeah, well, I had insurance on it. So what am I going to do? It right. is what it is. I can't anxiety it back to me. Like, it's just, I'll get a new one in a few days. So
wait, you lost it? You said you dropped it in like a bowl of food.
No. So what happened was, it was Christmas evening and we went to dinner at this place where we had chicken and waffles, which was a big deal because we could have gluten-free chicken and waffles. So we had leftover chicken and waffles, and in the cab on the way back, something happened where like the lid opened and I'm getting out of the car and I'm like, oh shit, there's chicken and waffles on the ground, you know, or on the floor of the cab. So I'm like scooping them back into the thing. Realizing that like my purse dumped basically. And I'm like, I can't leave these chicken and waffles in here. So I get all the chicken and waffles, but then we get into the condo and I don't have my phone. Fuck. I totally dumped my purse. And so I know my phone fell out and I was so focused on getting the chicken and waffles, which we couldn't even eat anymore.
I mean, priorities though, right?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That was it.
Yeah. I had to talk to her through her daughters. I would text them if I needed to tell Megan something. And at one point I just said, please tell your mother that it's really inconvenient for me that she lost her phone.
I know, right?
Good thing they got phones.
I thought they were fucking with me. They're like, she lost her phone and some food. And I was like, okay, sure. So then I text Megan and I'm like, hey, bitch. And then I'm like, wait, she's not responding.
Exactly. What else we got?
Well, it's not on topic, but anyone got a good dating story to round it out? Alicia, we haven't had you on in a while.
Which one should I fucking say?
Yeah, maybe you should just sprinkle the audience with a fun dating story and we'll close her off that way.
Yeah, so my most recent date, you know, last one for a while.
must have been a doozy.
I had three dates on more serious dating sites that were all shit. And then I drank a bottle of wine and I re-downloaded Tinder. And that's been shitty as well. So anyway.
That sounds like the normal cycle.
You know.
Good times.
So my last Hinge date was this guy who's like 40, was super sweet, nice, cute guy. And we had like a phone date for an hour before our in-person date. You know, when you talk to someone, you're like, oh, your voice doesn't match your face.
Yes.
So yeah, his voice didn't match his face and he talked so fast. I mean, I talk fast. Imagine me times 20.
Oh boy.
So like he sounded like he did 10 lines of cocaine. And it just was like a little more high pitched than I thought. I'm being very critical of his voice, but it was just kind of annoying. And we're talking on the phone and he's like interrupting. He's telling me his whole life story. He's like, I'm like a super romantic guy. Like I can be really romantic. Like I like to cuddle and like watch movies and like hang out. And like, you know, like we gotta have like good sexual chemistry. And like that's how fast he was talking. And I was like, what did you say?
You should see my face right now, listeners.
I'm just like, wait, what? And then he'd be like, yeah, so like, what kind of like things are like, what are you into? Like, I'm really positive. Like, I've, you know, I was deployed twice. So like, I just try to keep life really positive. Like, just look on the bright side. Like, keep moving forward. Oh my God. I was like, yeah, me too. Okay. So anyway, phone date. I was like, what the fuck? Might not go on the date with this guy. So then he said he has a bag of coffee for me because he drinks this Black Rifle coffee. It's like a veteran made coffee, which I'm like, super dope. Support it. Love it. And he's like, you'll love their commercials. They're really funny. They're like veteran humor, but they're funny. And I'm like, okay. I thought he was going to send me one commercial to watch on YouTube. He sent me like 8. And they're like 6 minutes long.
Oh my God. He gave you one more.
And he's one of those guys that like, good morning, beautiful. How are you doing? How's your day? Like, dude, I'm doing people's hair. I don't have time to text all day. So when I would, and then he'd be like, did you watch that video yet? Which one's your favorite? No, I didn't watch all 8. There's 6 minutes each. Oh
I would have been like, number 5.
Right. And they're the same content. They're dudes with guns supporting coffee, making coffee. Cool.
How do you get 6 minutes out of it?
But like, how do you get 48 minutes out of that?
I just don't know. So anyway, I'm like, stop sending me shit. And then we have our date. Mind you, he lives in Linwood. I live in the city. So we meet halfway kind of-ish.
Those of you not from the Seattle area, that is about 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
25.
So we meet in Shoreline, my childhood town, which has zero restaurants pretty much, except for like the mom and pops. So we go to the local Mexican restaurant, which is one of my faves. It's a Monday night, by the way. Also, I've sworn off Monday dates. I'm not going on dates anymore on Sundays and Mondays. Fuck that shit. It's the day of rest. It's stupid to go on a date. No, it's just so dumb to go on a date on a Monday.
If that's the only time you can, because otherwise you have your kids.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm not going on any more Monday dates.
Fine. I guess we'll get all the garbage in.
So we go to dinner. We're like also like some of the only people in there, right? And he's talking. I talk loud. This guy talks even louder. I was trying to be like, oh yeah, really cool. Mm-hmm. Talk quieter. So he would like come like down to my level.
I'm talking quieter. So you should.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he's just overly excited. The most excited person I've ever seen in my life.
That really makes me think of Alec Baldwin's character on Friends when he had a cameo dating Phoebe for a minute.
Yeah, that is exactly the person I went on a date with.
Oh my God.
Is there a diagnosable condition like that's the opposite of depression?
Toxic positivity.
Okay.
It was so insane. I'm so happy. I got a margarita and it was not a very good one. And so I'm like, fuck, I wish I had 4 shots in me right now because I'm bored. There's no flirting. There's no sexual chemistry at all because he's so intense and happy and positive, which I also love, but it was too much. What's the flirting, bro? Like, what is happening? Mm-hmm. And we just sat there, ate dinner, and then talked for another like 45 minutes, and then it was it. And I was like, is this 6 months into the relationship? What kind of fucking date was this? No more dinner dates, by the way. I don't usually do those, but I'm definitely not doing that again.
Did you feel trapped?
Yes. And I was trying to eat my delicious enchiladas de mole, and it was so good. And I was like, well, I'm glad I got a free meal. That's all I was thinking. I was like,
you paid for that meal.
Yeah.
I paid for my time and energy. So I'll give you a little snippet of one of the things that was really fast. Yeah, I love Leavenworth. Have you ever been to Leavenworth? We should go to Leavenworth sometime. Yeah. Do you ever like get time off? Like, can you go to Leavenworth sometime? Like, how's that work? I'm actually going there in... Wait, you say it. You say I'm actually going there in March.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm actually going there in March.
No way. That's so awesome. Are you serious? Wow, that's awesome. And I was startled because, oh my God, I didn't even finish the sentence. And why are you so excited? And then you're so awesome. You're like so cool. You're so lively. How am I lively?
I'm like a corpse next to you.
I'm literally a corpse sitting here eating enchiladas with a shitty margarita. you're lively. There's a child behind us who's heard you say fuck about 15 times. I'm so confused.
Not often. I'm sure that you meet someone that's got more energy than you.
No, that is very true.
So you obviously did not see this person again. Has he reached out to you? Did he want to see you again? Okay.
Well, no, here's how.
Maybe you were too much for him.
Yeah, I was.
I was too mellow.
Walks me in my car. He's like, this is the week of Thanksgiving, by the way. So he's like, I'd love to see you this week. Like, can I see you? Like, I'll cook dinner for you. You can come over. We can have wine. Yeah, we can like watch a movie or something. Like, cuddle on the couch.
Oh my God.
I'm not kidding. I wish I was kidding. So then I'm like, oh, okay, well, it's Thanksgiving. So, you know, I just got to wait and see like family. And he's like, okay, but you like want to hang out again. Like you want to see each other again, right? Okay. I'm in a parking lot by myself. He's either going to murder me if I say no, or he's going to cry. Right.
You're like, of course I do.
So, and I felt really put on the spot. So I was like, yeah, totally. And then he gives me a hug and I'm playing with my keys, looking down, you know, universal sign of let me get the fuck out of here. He's like, may I kiss the girl? And I was like,
oh,
he did say that.
Did he sing the song?
Oh my God.
And I said, oh, just on the cheek. And he goes, really? Yeah. Because again, no flirting, no sexual chemistry. I hate your baseball t-shirt that you wore. No, he did not dress up for this date at all. Like, it was so gross.
I like a baseball tee.
Anyways. So I was like, on the cheek. So he gives me a kiss on the cheek, lingering hug. And I'm like, fuck my life. So then I leave. And then he texts me immediately when I get home. He's like, you're so awesome. Kissy face emoji. You're so awesome. I had such a great time. You're so beautiful. You're so awesome. And he called me awesome like 45 times. I think I'm awesome, but you don't know me. And why do you think I'm awesome?
Because you listened to him for that long.
Probably.
I was going to say, what does he actually know about you that tells him that you're awesome? Did he let you talk at all?
It was so intense. He texted me the next day, of course. Good morning. How are you? Blah, blah, blah. I can't wait till I see you again. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, look, I felt really put on the spot last night when you asked me and I hadn't had time to process the date, but I just didn't feel a romantic connection with you. I think you're super sweet. You're a nice guy and you're handsome. I just don't feel a romantic connection. He writes back, sorry to hear that. So can we still date?
What?
And I screenshot it to my girlfriends and I'm like, did I not make myself clear? They're like, bitch, you just gotta be honest. You gotta be even more straight up. So I'm like, I don't think we should date if I just told you I'm not interested and I don't feel a romantic connection.
Well, that's not awesome.
No. And I go, good luck to you. And he said, good luck to you. Cool. Thanks. And I was really nervous about saying that because a date before I had been fucking chewed a new asshole by this dick who, when you try to be honest and let him down easy, they decide to be all defensive and just they can't handle rejection.
Right.
So they're complete assholes. So I was really nervous to send that. And I didn't want to hurt his feelings because he was a really nice guy. He just wasn't the guy for me.
He sounded awesome.
He was awesome. But anyway, that was an exhausting day. I'm exhausted just after telling that story.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry.
That's a lot of places tonight.
Jesus. Well, thank you for all those stories, Alicia. My throat is going to give out on us here. So
you're welcome.
I think that I have to sign off. But thank you for joining us again. I always love having you on here and certainly love hearing all your fun stories. And
thanks. Yeah, you're a regular. I was having dinner the other night with a regular listener.
Oh.
And I said something about you and she goes, oh, Alicia, I know Alicia. No, Alicia, but you know, I know she is.
Oh. So. Well, we'll have to do another one again soon because I love coming on here and talking with you guys. And
absolutely.
Alicia, there are funny stories that we're aware of.
I have so many. It's ridiculous.
For all you folks at home, you can find us on Instagram at Prosecco Theory, but please don't scam us.
Yeah, don't send us shit. We don't believe you if you're driving a new Beamer.
That's right. We've learned our lesson from Alicia's story, so it's not going to happen. You can email us at cheers@proseccotheory.com. You can go to teepublic.com and find our merch, which is a wonderful selection that hasn't changed in many, many weeks. And that's it. I'm going to go to bed.
Feel better, babe.
Good night.
Thank you, friends. Have fun in that hot tub.
We will.
We will.
Everybody, cheers.
Cheers, my water.
Cheers.
Do you have actual glassware?
I do.
Cheers.
That was a water bottle and a wine.
It's going to have to work.